was what you call a full house. Henry, his father, who built that house up there in 1920,
yeah,
he was in the pogie business when they had pogie fish tying out across the cove.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then his son was one of the youngest sons, Chad. And he had those sand cans that he fished in the spring.
Yeah.
And then he lost it. And, but I don't know. I know he caught, I've seen pictures of him, you know, fishing when he was old for the community. Because he's pretty big as he was.
Yeah.
He's just a little taller. But I really don't know. My mother died, he died when my mother was 5 or 6 years old. And grandfather didn't fish, just my uncle. And father was a minister.
Yeah.
So, you know, all I know is there's no, we haven't got the, in this whole area, we haven't got the generational aspect of fishing that you fellas have. You haven't got the advantage.
Well, yes and no, too, because my family, when you go back to my great-grandfather, they were farmers, fishermen farmers. They would put a season in fishing, and they had the farm, and between the pair of them, they kept.
That's what everybody so keeps doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was fairly recent for the inshore fishermen anyway. But, you could make a year's work off fishing without having to go to George's Bend.
Yeah, that's right. But Charles, he's young. Fish for lobsters. I suppose about the time they started buying it, because it would have been, you know, 1880, 1890, in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they had the swim.
Yeah, yeah.
And good. Fish for lobsters, home twice a day.
No shortage of it.
Couldn't have been. And he couldn't have gone anywhere. I mean, you roll around 50 parts twice. I suppose you'd go around in the morning, and probably they wouldn't live much. Probably kept them in seaweed or whatever.
Sure.
And he probably had come in and unloaded for the dog. Yep. Probably had his lunch when I'm home again.
Yeah, well, they would get him. I have a picture somewhere of one of my grandmother's outlaws, in-laws. No, I guess it's my grandfather. Butler from Mount Desert Island with a dory full of lobsters from Bluefield Bay. Back in that same time frame, they had a cannery down there. And they took everything. By the piece.
Yeah, who's in the piece? It didn't matter who they came down for one.
Yeah.
But he said he told my uncle that he made money off to hire all these other ones. And then he, in the winter, on the fall and winter, he used to shoot ducks and sell them.
Sure, well, market hunting was.
Yeah.
Quite a while. Byron Thomas down in Vinyl Haven when I was a boy. Used to hunt seabirds, and I can remember them coming in with half a dory load. Mm. I don't know what they ever did with them, but they may have been peddling them or selling feathers or whatever. Mm. I guess that was back 100 years ago. That was quite a business.
Oh, yeah. Industry. Yeah. No, he had I still got the old gun in his head. It was a 10-gauge double, but it was made in England.
Uh-huh.
Now, at the time that he would have bought that gun, the gun itself would have cost $150, which was probably a year's work.
Yes, it would.
But he didn't fuss around. I mean, I'm sure he could have bought any amount of guns for, you know, $5 or $10.
Sure.
Nothing. He had a real nice.